Once upon a time, I used to be very insecure, especially in my romantic relationships. I can't tell you how many times I've almost ruined my relationships because of that insecurity, being afraid of what someone's going to do, if they're going to betray me, if they're going to cheat on me, if they were going to break up with me and leave me alone. And one of the things that you guys told me that you wanted to have help with when I asked you on my Instagram a few weeks back was how to deal with being insecure. Now, being someone who's dealt with this for a very, very long time, I actually think I might have some tips for you. With all that being said, welcome to the Erotic Renaissance Podcast, where we talk about sex, love, relationships, spirituality, and all things passionate. I am so excited to get into this episode because I think it's probably going to be one of my most useful episodes. So, insecurity and love. Are you the kind of person who, if you're going throughout your daily life, you feel like you're just completely normal and everything is fine, but as soon as you get into a relationship, all of a sudden all these insecurities pop up and you're like, I'm worried about this person. I'm worried if they like me. You're constantly asking for reassurance. You're constantly asking them. And you know that the more that you ask them, the more that it's going to push them away, but you somehow just can't stop yourself from doing it. Yeah, I totally get where you're coming from, and I have 100% been there. So here are my tips and tricks for understanding where the insecurity is coming from and being able to address it. I think that it is completely possible to heal from all insecurity. I think that it is completely within our ability to not live our lives in a place where we are feeling super insecure, super horrible, super like every single time we're in a relationship, feeling like this person might cheat on us or treat us bad or something along that lines. I think it is completely possible to live your life in a healthy way when it comes to those things. However, it does take some work. And notice how I said the word healing insecurity, because I think that one of the misconceptions that we have about being insecure in the first place is this idea that it's something that we need to like deal with or push down or get rid of, rather than to heal the root cause of why we might be insecure. And 9 times out of 10, if you find yourself being the kind of person who's deeply insecure in relationships or when you start dating or going on dating apps and talking to people, it's usually because there is a root issue. There is something that you have to figure out why you're feeling insecure in the first place, right? What happened that made it so that you feel like you can't relax in a connection? There are a few reasons that are common why insecurity will come up. So I'm going to list them, but obviously you're going to want to have to do your own research within your own life. We all have experiences in our life that kind of create these kinds of insecurities within ourselves. So these are the most common reasons that I have found someone would be insecure in love. One, they've been cheated on before. Two, they don't think very highly of themselves. And because of that, they're afraid that someone's going to leave them, that someone's going to completely ghost them, and that they're going to be alone. Three, they are using the person that they're talking to as an emotional getaway car. And more on that in a second. We're going to talk about that. Four, there is unresolved trauma with your parents. So that's abandonment issues, that's not having a good relationship with your parents, or, you know, just having some kind of trauma or some kind of situation with your parents that kind of leaves you insecure. And the theme here is that people are usually not insecure for no reason. Do we get anxious when we meet new people? Of course. Do we get anxious when we talk to people that we don't know? Absolutely. No questions asked. But being deeply insecure to a point where you're ruining relationships or people are ghosting you or people don't want to talk to you is a completely different story, and usually has to do stemming from some kind of deep rooted thing. Now let's go back to the emotional getaway car. I want to talk about that. So recently, I decided that I was going to get on some dating apps because I wanted to help you guys with, you know, what you need to do in dating and the things that would work on a profile, which we're going to do a podcast episode all about that once I'm done my own research. But one of the things that I noticed was the last time that I've gotten onto a dating app, which was several years ago, like maybe 3 years ago or so, I was in a very different place. I found that I would get so invested in these people. Like, even if they really weren't reciprocating, even if they really weren't trying to keep up with conversation, even if they were just like not great, I would get so invested. And the reason why I got invested is because there were aspects of my life that I truly didn't like, but didn't have the resources to fix. So instead of taking all of my energy in putting it into fixing those aspects of my life, I use these people as this like emotional getaway car, basically. I use these people as a way to distract myself from my feelings. And often, a lot of times when people do date, this is what happens. Like when you find yourself so overly invested in someone and it's like crazy and it's a whirlwind, right? Like we call that a karmic, but a lot of it has to do with the fact that we are distracting ourselves from the other aspects of our life that we don't like, right? And that is kind of a bit of a dangerous thing to do in general, because what ends up happening is, one, you don't know if you really like this person, right? You like that they're giving you attention. You like that it feels like someone's there, but it's more about filling a slot and distracting yourself than it is about actually finding a good match. And this is how people end up in so many karmic situations, because they're not really examining the reasons and the intentions behind why they're doing it in the first place, right? So when it comes to dating and talking to people in that kind of way, you have to really ask yourself, like, do I like this person or do I want to be liked? Do I want to be with this person or do I don't want to, or do I not want to be alone? Am I in love with this person, or is there something going on in my life that I feel like this person is filling for me? Right. And I'm not saying that you only can date if you are 100% perfect, not at all, but the self-awareness really matters. And I found as I was talking to people and making friends that because I'm living such a life that I really, really enjoy, that I have great friends, that I have amazing, wonderful, supportive partner who was totally okay with me getting on these apps and talking to these people. And a beautiful job and just a life that I want to live, that it's far less easy for me to be manipulated. It's far less easy for me to get super invested in people who are not invested in me. It's like you can see through the fog because you're not looking to be validated. And there's nobody who I was talking to who I wanted to validate me, who I wanted to, you know, distract me, right? Because I love every aspect of my life. And because of that, it really, really helped. So if you find yourself so insecure when you're dealing with people, especially in the beginning stages, because you're trying to lock it down, one of the things that I really want you to understand is that getting into a relationship super quickly is a really good sign that it's probably not the right relationship. Right? If you're trying to secure this person so hard and trying to get with this person so hard, you don't necessarily want to take that approach to dating, because often if the person is a healthy person, if they're someone who really wants to invest, it's going to be slow. It's not going to be fast, right? Because investment takes time. It's not going to be this quick thing where you guys meet each other and you're like immediately in love, right? Because if you're just immediately in love, then how can you actually know this person to know that you're even in love with them? All you know is how they make you feel. And how someone makes you feel is one aspect of being in love, but it is certainly not the only aspect of being in love. There are so many other different aspects of being in love and choosing a partner that is well suited to you. And you are not going to be able to find that out within 2 weeks, within a month. Like, you're going to need some time to get to know this person, and to make sure that they're a really good fit. So if you find yourself being insecure and you're rushing into things, or, you know, you're trying to secure this person, you really have to ask yourself, what about my life do I feel like I don't like? And how am I trying to fill that, right? It is really, really, really important to be living a life that you want to live, and to be following your passions and following the things that really make you happy. And I find that this is so important, especially when I'm doing like dating coaching and things like that, because if you're not doing that, you will always be looking to someone else to fill that hole. And ultimately, when you date from a place of lack, when you date from a place of feeling like you're not really about yourself and you're not invested in your own life, you will always find people who are not going to be invested much in their own life too, right? Because energy is going to match itself. And either that, or you will not be able to actually see past the red flags with someone or set proper boundaries. And a big thing about being insecure is it actually really stops you from being able to set proper boundaries, right? I'm pretty sure that if you're listening to this podcast, you probably had an experience where you're really into someone, you were feeling them, they were amazing, you really, really like them. And then it's like you wanted to rush so bad. And even though they kind of pushed your boundaries, even though they wanted you to send that nude or do that thing that you really didn't want to do, you end up doing it because you want to impress them, because you want them to like you, right? And that is coming from a place of insecurity. If I don't do what they say, then they may not talk to me anymore. And you have to be in a place where it doesn't matter if they don't talk to you anymore. And I know that that's really hard and difficult, but if you think about it, if you love the life that you live without someone else, then whether someone is in your life or out of your life, it's not really going to matter, because overall, you're going to be happy with yourself. And it's like, I know for me, I had one person I was talking to who was like, I don't really want to talk anymore. And I was like, oh, okay. So of course I felt a little sad, but overall my life went right back to what it was again, because I'm living a life that I want to live and I am invested in the things that I'm doing. So when I had that rejection, even though I did like that person, I thought they were really cool, I was like, oh, well, my life is going to go back to exactly what it was before I met them, which was great. I like my life. So it worked out fine, right? And that will probably be your experience too, if you focus on making sure that you're living the life that you want to live. So that is my first thing about insecurity. My second thing is that introspection and understanding where you're coming from and where your triggers are is extremely important when dealing with insecurity. You're never going to not ever have any insecurities at all, right? But what can happen is you can change your approach to insecurities. Instead of being like, oh, I'm feeling insecure, let me go grab another person and make them reassure me, you can reassure yourself. You can examine how you're feeling and breathe through it. You can look at those insecurities and just be like, that's not true. And there's things that you can do, right? You have to change your relationship to being insecure, because sometimes when we're insecure, what it means is, oh, I need to go and fix this right now. I need to not have this feeling. I need to grab something, a person, a thing, a distraction to not feel insecure. And ultimately, that's not always the best thing to do. Because when you do that, you're looking for somebody else to do that for you. And ultimately, you kind of want to learn how to do that for yourself. And if you're in a relationship with someone for a really, really long time, I think that's a little bit different. But you don't want to be putting this on people that you hardly know, right? So here are some ways that I deal with my insecurities when they come up. When I'm feeling insecure, I will stop and I will simply breathe. I know it sounds really stupid and silly, but so much of our unwanted behaviors come from impulsivity and not being able to sit with an emotion, right? Our culture has a really difficult time being able to sit with something without reacting to it, right? Just because you're feeling insecure doesn't mean that it's going to be the end of the world and that you need someone to fix it. When you're feeling insecure, feelings from a scientific perspective only last up to 6 minutes, right? So what would happen if instead of you talking to that guy and ask him being like, where are you? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? Like, what would happen if you simply were to just breathe, right? Just breathe deep into your belly until you can get a clear head, right? That's one of my best tools for dealing with any unwanted emotion. It's just simply just breathe. Don't react, right? You don't have to always react. You don't always have to grab another person and bring them into it. Sometimes you can just breathe through it. You know, deep belly breaths. This is also proven to calm yourself when you're triggered. And that's really the nature of what an insecurity is. It's a trigger. It's a trigger, and the reactionary thing is you trying to deal with the trigger. So instead of trying to deal with it, why don't you just sit with it? Why don't you just get some resilience? And the more that you breathe through it, the less that those insecurities are going to feel like the end of the world when they show up, because you can build resiliency towards emotions that are not pleasant. You can build it up over time and get to a point where you can handle feeling insecure, but it's not ruining your relationships. It's just a feeling, right? You are not insecure. You are feeling insecurity, and you can breathe through that and acknowledge that without reacting to it. The second thing that I do is doing the work. If you are someone who is super deeply insecure, you may want to work with a therapist or a good coach or someone who really knows what they're doing with dealing with this, because ultimately I definitely couldn't do that by myself. I worked with a therapist pretty closely to deal with a lot of the things that I was going through. And I look at therapy as the dentist of my brain. You know, you got to go in there and get it checked. You got to go in there and, you know, look at what's going on with you and talk to someone else. That can be really, really helpful. Meditation is a really helpful tool when dealing with insecurity, because it allows you to learn how to look at your thoughts without reacting to them, right? You're going to get a theme here. Another great way to deal with being insecure is to talk to a good friend about it, or someone that you know who isn't the person who's triggering the insecurity in the first place, because they are going to have probably a lot more level-headed things to say than someone who might be the trigger, right? These are some of the things that I do to deal with the insecurity, but the most important thing is for you to figure out why you're insecure in the first place. What happened that made you feel like you couldn't trust this person? What happened that made you feel like, you know, there's something going on? And when you figure that out, it's so much easier to do that. It's so much easier to feel like you have a handle on things, because when you don't have that, it can feel really scary and really upsetting to experience all these different insecurities and emotions, and it kind of seems like it's going out of nowhere. And oftentimes, it's never coming out of nowhere. Us as human beings, we're like safety machines. We only do what we think is safe. So if you are insecure about something, that means that there's something about the situation that's making you not feel safe. And figuring out where that's coming from is going to make you a much less insecure person, because you're going to be able to step out of it. Instead of being like, I'm so insecure, you'll be like, oh, like I'm having this feeling and I know this is coming from my mom. Like my mom abandoned me. That's where this is coming from. And you being able to know that is like at least half the battle, because then you will not blame it on the other person or project your insecurities on another person, which is really, really important for building healthy relationships and building these healthy things. So that is one of my biggest suggestions, is definitely doing your introspective work. When you have those feelings and they come up, where is this coming from? Like, what about this is making me insecure? Like, just being able to do that is so important. And so that's kind of what I have for you in this episode. I hope that this helped you. I hope that you feel a little less insecure, or at least a little less alone by listening to it. With all that being said, remember to be kind to yourself, remember to be kind to others, and I will see you later.